Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
What's up, everyone? I'm Tori.
And I'm Anissa.
And this is MTV's official challenge podcast, where we go behind the scenes of the challenge, Double Agents.
Like I always say, the podcast is not spoiler-free, so before we go behind the scenes, make sure you're up to date on all the latest challenge episodes.
On this episode, we're going to talk about that insane overnight challenge, a huge shakeup in the house, and Nani's big political moves.
We're also going to talk to fan favorite challenger and Big Brother champion, Casey Clark, so stick around for that.
Yes, I love Casey. I'm so excited. Anissa, let's just get started.
Let's go.
All right, Anissa, here we are in your least favorite segment of the show, Safe House.
I got to say something about Safe House today. If no one can hear this voice of mine, it actually a couple days ago was like, hello, how are you doing? I had a cold, and then it went right into my throat and attacked my little vocal cords. So I am sounding a little crazy, so Tori's going to say a lot today. I'm going to try and give my best 36-second recap, but I can't promise that I'll be able to speak for that long.
Listen, you're going to do a great job. I have a lot of faith in you. And you give all you can. Just like you gave all you could on that challenge, it wasn't your fault your partner let you down. And this time, I'm your partner, and I'm not letting you down, okay? I'm your partner, and I'm not letting you down. So we're going to get through this one together. Anissa, okay. You ready for your 36-second recap?
No.
Okay. Well, here we go. I need the timer. Let's go!
All right, we arrive and it smells like fish, but no one understands why it smells like fish and no one smells it but me. I guess I have the pregnant nose. All it smells fish. We get locked in a cage and I'm chained to Fessy, where I didn't really want to be. Then we get big old balls. You know who doesn't have balls? Fessy, because he didn't eat any of them. Then we had some Arctic cheese juice. Didn't taste that bad, but whatever happens, happens. Then we get out of that. Nani knows she needs to go into elimination, so her and Gabby, the only two women without skulls, so they go in. Then Nani wins. Nani steals Fessy. Fessy goes, because he already knew that and he didn't want to be my partner, but Fessy's a dick. Wow. A big old dick, and that's how I feel about him. Wow. And I'm with Kyle, and you know what? I'm happy to be there.
Done. And amazing. I mean, like, you said you didn't want to do it, and you did the damn thing.
Yeah, I did it. I did that. I'm raging today. I feel like there's smoke coming out of my ears for folks that can't see me. I try to stay unaffected by these things, but it does, you know, some of these episodes get you right in the jugular, you know? Ugh.
I'm sorry, Nani.
And that's fancy for jugular.
You're going to get every opportunity to speak your truth on this podcast. So I'm not – you got a lot to get off your chest, and you're going to be able to do it here. So.
And you have 36 seconds to recap.
Oh, shit. All right, you ready?
Yeah, girl. In three, two, one.
Disclaimer, I don't have a rap this time. Okay, you get to the challenge. It looks like it's a Blumhouse movie. That's right. It looks like Saw. Thought there was a little puppet guy going to come out in the corner. No, instead we got balls and we got chains. Balls, chains, and like handcuffs and shit. If this was a porn, it would be called Stinky Pinky. Stinky Pinky. I don't know what we would call it, but it would be nasty. I kind of wished it was a porn. It looked like it was getting a little kinky. Okay, I'm going to keep moving forward. That's right. I think that Leroy and Casey liked the balls. They acted like they wanted it for the win, but I'm pretty sure they liked it. It looked good for them. We're going to find out later when we talk to Casey. Then what happens? Nani and Gabby are like, yo, let's go in and duke it out. What happens? Nani, OG vet, comes through, bang, bang, beep, bop, boop. I'm trying to waste my 36 seconds. I don't know more.
You already passed it.
And Nani wins. That's the end. Bye. Does that count?
No. I mean, that counts. You lose today. But if we were in a competition and there are winners and losers, A for effort. You tried.
You don't like stinky pinky?
I mean, that was incredible.
Kinky stinky. Stinky kinky. That's what it would be called.
Scratch and sniff.
Ew. All right. Let's talk about the play of the day. Who do you think had the best athletic move? Or best
you
move
know what?
In general?
I mean, I'm going to give it to Gabby. Because you were not across from her while Corey was projectile vomiting. And Gabby managed to move her body in such a way. It's actually a two-point play of the day. Move her body in such a way as to not get thrown up on. And we were literally inches from each other with the chain.
My God.
And you see how he throws up. He puts his head back every time he eats. So he just pukes everywhere like a fountain.
Yeah. Now,
that's one. Two, Gabby doesn't have a throat. She swallowed whole pieces of fermented fish.
No.
I had never seen anything like it. I envied her throat. I actually want it now because mine hurts, but she swallowed. I've never seen anybody eat like that. I mean,
that's
I would have
so
gagged
terrible
every
for
time.
Your digestion. That's so terrible for your digestion.
Yeah, but we're only thinking about $1 million right now, yeah. girl. So we're really yeah. saying F your digestion at this point.
Yeah. 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 Oh man. Well, that one looked disgusting. Who do you think got the dirtiest? Who do you think got the dirtiest deed of the day?
Well, I'm gonna give it to Fessy.
Yeah, because I think so.
I asked Fessy straight to his face, "If you don't want to be my partner, can you please just tell me so we can make other arrangements?" Nah, it's good. I like be. No, you clearly didn't. And what did I say? Just let me know ahead of time.
Yeah.
Like if you want, we could have made different arrangements. I don't want to look back on the show and look like an idiot. And you know yeah. what happens? I don't look like an idiot, but God, these guys on the show really try and stick it to you.
Yeah. I mean, like, I can't even imagine how you feel. I was getting upset for you watching this episode because it sucks having people talk like that about you and not being able to say it to your face. I think that's right. what hurts the most. And it's also, like, I understand people don't want to ruffle feathers in the game because you don't want to have, like, Fessy doesn't want you gunning for him now that if he told you the honest truth. But you
yeah,
gotta
but he
realize
he ain't scared of nothing. He ain't scared of nothing. He's the best at everything.
Yeah. But
minus
also,
rapping, singing, dancing.
And also, it's like in this game, we come back for multiple seasons. So like if there is a chance that you and Fessy are on the same season again in the future, it's like now you feel even worse about it. Like it's even mm-hmm. worse than if he were to tell you to your face. So
right.
I feel
or warn me. Yeah. What's your dirtiest scene? Let me get off that. For a second.
I mean, I don't know what the dirtiest thing was. I just think TJ was dirty as shit for making everybody eat those balls. Like, I was disgusted. I was gagging watching it. I couldn't do that.
The balls were more like a skin kind of thing. Like, they weren't Ew. That gross, but you push your finger and jelly would come out of them.
What?
First.
What?
Yeah, I have a disconnect. I don't know. It was the smell of the fish. Like, I wanted to eat that, but because I was chained to Fessy, I couldn't eat. Like, I hated being that close to him. I wanted to be able to be... I like to move when I eat during eating challenges.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay.
But That's let's get into this episode then because there's yeah. a lot.
Yeah. What was it like being there? What was it like hearing that noise? What, like, just give me from the jump, like, everything.
I mean, we walked in and I'm like, no one smells that. Does anyone smell that fish?
Yeah. Bad.
Nobody. I'm like, well, maybe I'm pregnant because my nose literally could smell your ass down the street. Like, ugh. I can just smell stuff. But it was just because it's fermented. And maybe because I've done, you know, Fear Factor and I've smelled fermented fish. You never yeah. really like, you never forget those kinds of smells.
Yeah.
But it was just overwhelmingly fishy in a dirty ass warehouse that I don't know where they, because it was on an airfield, like at an airport. So we thought we were like jumping out of a plane. No, you're going to go get locked in a cage and eat balls all night. And hold like, that medicine ball was so fucking heavy too.
Yeah, like how heavy?
40.
So 40 pounds for 40 minutes basically, right?
Over an hour.
Over an hour. So for over
an
hour.
And the music was like, rah, rah, and the lights were going. It was so loud. I literally, because what they were doing, it's like, if you watch Waco or when it's like a scare, like what police do to psychologically fuck with you, like when they're using like hostage situations and shit, they try and like drown you out with music and lights and to drive yeah. you crazy. And that's what we were going through.
I mean, and you can see it like for the rest of the competition, obviously you could see that some teams were going really hard and others seemed like they didn't care. Do you think that like that beginning really like made people not want to continue? Or do you think that there was more strategy behind it?
I mean, there was so much food. Uh-huh. And we already knew that it was going to be a girl's day, or at least we assumed that once Nam left, that's what was going to happen, because Big T was rogue. It wouldn't make sense to have a guy's day and leave another girl rogue. So thinking that, we're like, oh, well, you know, Nani and Gabby are going to get voted in anyway, so.
Gotcha. So everybody already kind of had the idea Nani and Gabby were going to go in and get their skulls. So it was kind of like, why am I going to eat these balls if I know I'm not involved? I would have done the same shit. My ass would not have eaten that if I didn't have to. I would have rather taken that insult from TJ than gone through all that pain. Because why?
Right, for nothing. And my partner wasn't going to eat.
Ugh.
But you know those interviews are after the fact, so.
Yeah.
He got to talk about how he didn't eat afterwards to say, hey, I didn't eat on purpose. No, you just can't eat, boo-boo.
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? We're going to find out eventually, right? Because eventually he's going to get another eating challenge and he might not be tethered to a partner. So we will have to see.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not in this season, but potentially in future seasons if he does come back. So that is an interesting thing, guys. Fessy might have a weakness. It might be balls.
He's finding his own.
All right. Well, let's give it up for the winner because we got Casey and Leroy. We're going to have Casey later on in this episode. Leroy killed that shit. I love that Cam so helped them with that math equation. Like,
we all did.
Oh, everybody did?
There was, well, I was trying to help too. There was dust on the table.
Uh-huh.
And we were literally going through that because we were like, we might as well help them win because I trusted, Cam and I are in alliance now. Cam's my number one girl.
Yeah.
So if her boyfriend wins,
good for you.
Then I get my shit. Casey's with Fessy. So, like, we were good.
Yeah.
So we knew that we just needed the right people to win, so they'd put in the people because I wanted to see Nani do well this season.
Yeah.
And I wanted to run a final with her. So I'm like, okay, this is what we got to do if we're going to try and run this final together in the end.
Totally, man. Good for Leroy, man. He pulled it out. Good for Casey. They pulled it out. Well, listen, I need to address this before we go any further because there was a conversation in the house that Corey and Fessy had involving me. So thank them for giving me a little airtime this episode when your girl got kicked off weeks prior. Not too mad about it. But I got to say, I just got to say it out loud because I'm not trying to deal with any more rumors. It is what it is. So obviously, Corey was right when I got home from the challenge. That week of being eliminated, my ass and Jordan, we split. So, and it had nothing to do with anybody on that show. Like, obviously, there's a lot that goes in to two people breaking up. So just put that out there. But I'm sending all love to Jordan. He's a good dude. So much respect to him. But obviously, after, like, we get home and, like, time has passed, Fessy and I definitely linked up for a second to see what was good. But the truth is that Fessy and I found out we are definitely better as friends. So Corey was wrong. We didn't date for a year. We didn't go to Mexico. Maybe went somewhere.
Not compatible friends. Not but compatible.
We're just homies, and that's it. So I'm just going to say that right now. Let everybody know that. Everybody who's out there wondering what's going on, me and Fessy, absolutely nothing. It's all platonic at this point in time. So
water under the bridge. Me. See ya never.
All right. So now.
Sorry, I'm pissed.
Back to the main production, which is now we have to talk about the elimination because it was between Nani and Gabby. And Gabby is a fitness instructor and crushed that first round.
Right.
So like
she I also mean, you could see the defeat, though, because like everyone's cheering for Nani. Every single person.
Okay.
And you could see where like when she just lets go of that ring the second time, like
yeah.
she was dragging her. I mean, they both put up a great fight and Gabby's really strong.
She is strong. And Nani did that, though, man. Like,
no, Nani's a scrappy little thing. I know that. I'm just trying to, you know, give the loser some, you know, some words of encouragement. I mean, I really liked Gabby in the house. We talked a lot. Like, she became one of my favorite people. We would self-tan in the bathroom together. So, Fessy, I got to see her in a thong and touch her all over her body. So who's the winner now? Me.
I love that, yo.
So, yeah, I did become close with her, but I was so proud of Nani finally pulling out this win. It was emotional. She had just lost Josh. Then she wins. He's not there to see it. I know that she would have loved that. He would have loved that for her. And I'm just happy I got my girl back in the house with me. Her and I and our friendship has, you know, become stronger. I know where she fits in my life now as, like, my little sister. Yeah. So our relationship, now that I understand our dynamic, is so much healthier for us. And I'm really happy about it. I'm really happy that we get to have that now.
Yeah.
And hopefully it gets her head back in the game until she goes and steals Fessy.
Oh, man. Well, she does that. And, like... you know, you did she give you
it's
a heads
a game.
Up?
Yeah, we talked about it. Okay. We had a long talk, and I was emotional the whole week because I'm like, this is the week that I go home.
Yeah.
At this time during every challenge, this is normally the week where I go into an elimination and I go home. Mm. So we've already been here for 8 weeks, and so.
Gotcha.
We're getting close to the end, and I'm just anxious that it may happen again, and I'm like, ugh. So she sits down with me, and she's like, Anissa, you're not happy. She's like, I look at you with him and you're not happy. I'm like, this sounds like a relationship.
Yeah.
Like, it really did start to sound like that. And I was just like, guys, yeah. I thought it was hot for 1 week. I wanted to bang him. Like, now that I know him, I don't want that for myself. Mm-hmm. But it just hurt because it's like just somebody leaving you. And maybe I have abandonment issues. Who knows? But no one wants to be left, especially when the whole house was kind of making fun of it. So, like, I think the added pressure, Leroy's like, he does not fuck with you. Like, he does not want to be your partner.
Yeah.
And then Nani's saying it, like, in her interview, like, don't you see the writing on the wall? Like, no, bitch, you know when you're in a dysfunctional relationship and you need somebody else from the outside to tell you, that's what I needed.
Yeah.
I needed a friend to check me and be like, yo, bitch.
Yeah.
He's talking this shit. But I trusted Fessy so much when I had asked him, like, do you not want to be my partner? Him never telling me no was annoying, and I just had to come to the realization, like, my partner doesn't want to be with me, and that's not a personal thing. Like, that has nothing to do with me as a person because I'm incredible,
right? Facts.
And even as a competitor, I just was in the headspace of like, if you never give a person a chance, how do you ever see them thrive or right. not? You right. know, if you don't know what I can do, stop telling me I can't do it.
Yep.
Because I'm still fucking here.
Yeah.
So Nani was like, I'm thinking about taking him. I was like, listen, do what you got to do. I'm just going to tell you this. Whatever you do, just make sure it doesn't fuck up my game.
Yeah.
So if you're going to pick him, just make sure I'm cool. Make sure, like, I'm going to have a good partner. Like, thank God there was Corey and Kyle down there because I had two great choices. I mean,
absolutely.
Any of the guys at this point would have been great partners. So yeah. I would have won anyway. And I even said it in the episode, like, I don't care who I'm with as long as I get to that final.
I love that.
It's just
that
being butthurt.
Yeah. And listen, you have every right to be, honestly, 100%. It hurts to not want to be wanted. Like you said, why wouldn't that hurt? So I'm sad and I'm sorry that that happened to you, but I love you and I know how powerful you are. And I know that one day people are going to give you the respect you deserve. And I love that you get to stick it to Kyle and pick him as a fucking partner. Because
that was amazing.
How amazing was that? Like, I was like, you douchebag, Kyle. You better take this. You deserve this. Like, you talked all that shit on her, and, like, now guess what? She gets to pick you, and you did that. So, whatever.
Right. And I want to – but it also makes sense. You pick the person with the gold skull. You don't pick the person without one because the person without one is going to want to go down there.
Right.
And then TJ's going to put – you know, do some sneaky shit and be like, oh, but it's a girl's day.
Right.
Then I got to go in again, and Corey's sitting there like, duh. No, that's not happening.
Right.
Plus, I – know how badly Kyle wants to win. Mm-hmm. And I know Kyle will do whatever it takes to get there. And yeah. I love that about him. And I'm like, this could be a match made in heaven. Mm-hmm. We'll have to wait and see. But everything that happened in this episode made me go back and think, like, shit, I really should have picked Darrell the first day.
Aw. Well, listen. You know? Can't think like that. You can't go back. Now you just know for the future. And
I know, but I may, if I have to go in again, I may just steal Darrell.
Ooh.
You never know.
Okay. I like where this is going.
Might be a little thievery in the future.
Like a good thievery. Well, you know what? I'm excited to talk to somebody later in this episode, aka right now, who's coming in because we have Casey Clark coming up, guys.
I love Casey. Casey's a sweetheart.
Yeah. So we're both really excited to talk to her right after this short break and see what is going on in her brawn, in her brain.
What's going on in her bra? Kind of like a brain, but her bra, but her in her bronze. Who are you?
I don't know.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
All right, everybody. Well, we are so excited for this part of the episode because Casey Clark, the one and only.
That cutie pie.
Assassin. I don't even know. There's so many names that we could have for you, Casey. You are such a badass, like rookie legend. Obviously, you're not a rookie, but you're a legend in the making. I know you like to call yourself a rookie, but we're not going to even let you slide off that easy because you can't call yourself a rookie when you make the final, your first season, and you keep crushing these challenges. We're going to get into the episode first before we get into any more information, but we really want to dive in and learn as much about you as possible because it's an honor to have you on the show, Casey!
Oh, man. No, thank you guys so much. I'm so excited to be here, actually. You know, I hear so many good things about you guys running this podcast, so let's go. Girl power. Look.
Thanks, girl.
Women's International Day, okay? Well, it was yesterday, but it's today, too.
Women's International every day. I mean, it's actually International Women's Day. Women's International is probably a different day. It's probably a different day this year.
You know what I meant, but no, but you guys are such powerful women, and I'm so glad to be able to have met you guys and, you know, play this crazy-ass game with you guys because I love to surround myself with strong, beautiful women, so you guys are that. So
I liked eating balls with you just a little bit.
Fucking
speaking
nasty.
Of balls, I really would like to talk about this episode, especially this challenge, because clearly wasn't my forte, and clearly not you. Balls aren't your forte either, but
definitely not my forte.
Crushed this, and I just want to know, what were you thinking? Because I know you smelled it when you got in there. I mean,
oh for sure,
it was a stinky place.
Yes.
Tell me how you got through that. Tell me how you got yourself through it to take the win for the day.
Well, you know what? I mean, I've never eaten anything crazy like this before. So right before, too, I was like, okay, you smell it, whatever. I was like, okay, I've never eaten anything crazy. This is going to be interesting how it goes down.
You don't go home and, like, practice eating raw chicken in your fridge like we all do? That's just an us
all the time.
Tori, I told you before about the raw chicken. We can't use a raw chicken as a reference because someone's going to get sick.
Okay, sorry. Okay, keep going, Kay. Sorry.
Sheesh.
And then my first season with you guys on the challenge, we didn't have to eat anything. I'm like, okay, cool. I got through a season without having to eat any crazy shit. So, going into this, I'm very aware mentally. Like, I know that this will mentally mess with me if I let it get to me. And I just knew I had to literally not plug my nose, but I don't know if you guys know what I mean, where you can kind of like not taste something.
Nope.
No? Okay, well.
You try to tell me this before,
Tori,
where,
right?
where you breathe in through your mouth and out through your mouth while you're eating.
Yeah, yep, exactly.
Still doesn't make any sense.
No, exactly.
Nope.
You just breathe in and out of your mouth.
Nope.
Don't use your nose and you won't taste anything. Obviously, I felt the texture and it was disgusting.
Okay, yeah.
And I, like I said before, that's the first time and the last time you'll ever see me that close to some balls.
Yeah.
Ever.
I hope so
for all of us.
Yeah. So how much of this challenge do you think was mental versus physical? Because obviously you had to physically eat and you had to like dig, but like the mental part, come on.
I say majority mental for sure. I mean, you really have to just, you know, have that self-talk with yourself. Like, Casey, don't even think about it. Don't even look at it. I was telling Leroy, look, we are not going to look at these balls. We are not going to look at this whatever shark stuff they had.
Shark.
You know?
You have to eat this shark.
Yo, I did not.
There definitely were some sharks that night.
Nope. No, so yeah, man. I mean, me and Leroy, we just worked so well together. We were literally just, you know, just making, you know, having fun with it in a way, kind of. I mean, it was disgusting, but just to be able to stay calm with each other and talk our way through it, it was disgusting, but we made it.
And I was there. I mean, ugh, it seemed like forever as being a person that helped you with the math.
Yeah.
You know, just really trying, because we knew at the end of the day we wanted to put Gabby and Nani in. It was just a matter of who, you know, wanted to get that win, and you secured your third daily win of season.
Yeah, it was
and we
awesome.
Were actually in competition of like who's gonna get the most dailies this season, and now you're beating me. So congratulations.
Thank you. You're welcome. No, but you know what? It's so I don't know, it's just I was gonna say, I had a brain fart. Oh no, that noise in there, Tori, if you heard that screaming, I thought I was gonna hurt my eardrum. It was so loud. And I mean, the show doesn't do it justice, but being there in real life, it was cold. Uh-huh. It was loud. Uh-huh. It was stinky. It was, it was a lot. But have you ever done an escape room? It was kind of like that, except more on a,
It looked like more like Saw.
It looked
that was like escape Saw. Room on Saw.
I was waiting for that little puppet to come out like
with a video like unlock yourselves out of here or Fessy will put his actual balls in your mouth and kill you.
Oh my God, Anissa, I can't.
Could you imagine like you just die in this cage? Because they were like, you can't leave here. And for after Casey and Leroy win, I'm like, wait a minute, are they going to let us out?
I mean, how long were you guys really in there for?
We were in there for a while.
Ugh.
Because we had to finish. No one could leave until somebody won.
Ugh.
So then I was like, they were like, so you're going to be in here all night. I'm like, y'all are playing.
Don't tell
y'all
my nana this, but it looks like her basement. So, it brought back some memory. I'm just kidding, Nana. I'm just kidding. Okay, wait. Back to the win, Casey. I got to know. Because you've won 3 daily missions this season. You've won Roadkill, Aerial Takedown, and now Survive the Night. Which one was the most satisfying to win?
The one we were hanging from the helicopter, the cargo one.
Yeah.
It looked like freaking avocado bag was hanging from a helicopter.
Aerial Takedown.
That one was amazing. Yes, that one. You know what? It's like, when there's a helicopter involved, I'm an adrenaline junkie. I'm like, okay, let's do it. What do we got to do? Let me just hang on this.
Yeah.
And we're pushing other girls off. I'm all about it.
Yeah.
And Tori, you would have loved it.
Yeah, I was jealous watching that one back.
You would have loved it.
That one hurt me the most watching that one back. I was like, damn, why can't I just not be a loser one season? Just make it past the fourth challenge.
Stop.
That would be so fucking great.
I felt so bad for you. I haven't spoke to you about that, but I felt so bad for you on your elimination. Like, I had been so frustrating not being able to get that thing down. Yeah. I was like, damn.
It's all good. You know, you go home.
Anissa
killed it. So I can't be mad. Because at least my bestie got that skull, you know?
Yeah.
Still sucked.
Man. I mean, you got your skull.
This is about you, Casey, and your skull.
Yeah.
You had to go in against Teresa. She's a seasoned vet. She was killing it this season so far. How did that feel?
Yeah, you
crushed
that.
It felt so good. And they didn't really show it, like, in the episodes. But, like, you know, the day before, it's like, I was pretty much saying like, yeah, you know, Amber, hey, if you don't want it, I will take it. But if you absolutely don't want it, I will take it. And whoever I go against, I'll go against. And I was okay with going against Teresa. I heard, you know, she was kind of saying like my name too. And I don't know if that's true, but someone told me that she, you know, and I'm no dummy, right? I know that, you know, she sees me as a threat. So she wants to get me out. You know, wait, you said what?
You're like, someone said it. She came into my room and Teresa was like, so how good is Casey? I'm like, oh, she's amazing. What do you mean? Because, you know, I'm not going to, I mean, it speaks, her performance speaks for itself, but I know she's strong. So I'm always going to, you know, support her. And we've played the game before together. So I let her know and she was like, oh, okay. Like that's somebody else I need to look at. Because look, we saw it with Ashley. Like the minute she saw Ashley as a threat, she was like, well, I got to get rid of her. So I think that was her next thought for Casey.
Well, she could have done it herself.
But she didn't. So I mean, and then when that happened, when I heard that, I was like, okay, cool. It's like, I know she's a beast, man. I know I hear she kills it, you know, in the final, whatever, you know. And I was like, okay, well, it's either I get her out now and or I get her out later, especially because I wasn't working with her, right? It's different if I'm working with someone and we're going to make it to the final together and hash it out there. But I wasn't working with Teresa, so I was like, look, she got to go. And if it means I got to take her out now before the final, let's make it happen. And everything worked out, man. She's a beast, though, and I'm mad respect to her. And that elimination was crazy. It was so intense. As I'm watching it, I was getting tired all over again just watching it. But it was cool. She's a competitor. So
I mean, you are just seriously an amazing. I can't call you. You're not a rookie. You're like in this like middle spot, right?
Yeah.
Like it's your second season. You're not a rookie. You're a vet.
Like you made it to varsity on your first tryouts. Like you made it to varsity. So
that's it. Varsity.
Oh man, thank you so much.
You're VR right now. You are the captain VR. Oh, she's like a VRC.
Varsity rookie.
Yeah, captain of the
varsity. We'll figure it the fuck out. We'll figure it out.
For any other rookies, like because you've crushed it, you're crushing it on your second season. You crushed it on your first season. You made it to the final. Like, what advice do you have for rookies that are looking to establish themselves in the game early on?
Oh man, building relationships. I would say.
Yeah. I should take that advice. I've done 5 seasons and now I'm going to taking advice from Casey.
I think a lot of times people look at it, you know, you see the challenge and it's like, it's, you know, there's some badass challenges that we're doing, but I think, you know, sometimes people forget that we're playing a game with human beings, you know, and it's a big part of the game. And I think relationships are huge.
And speaking of relationships, you and Leroy had a phenomenal one this season, even though he always talks about how she doesn't talk.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We did not talk in the house, Tori. Like, literally, we didn't. We wake up in the morning, hey, good morning, you know, good morning, whatever.
Yeah.
We did not talk to each other. We really did not. He didn't talk to me. I didn't talk to him. But when we get to the challenges, we had great communication. And we just had that the understanding that we knew we both wanted to win. And I don't know, it was just weird. It was just a weird, you know, chemistry, and it just worked out, man.
Yeah. And you guys were together since the beginning of the season. So, like, what made that partnership even happen in the first place?
You know what's funny? So, in the very beginning, you know, picking partners, everything happened so fast, right? Everything's happened so fast. So, I'm like, okay, cool. I'm like, I don't even see anybody. I feel like everyone was already in pairs. And then Michi is now standing next to me. He's holding on to me. And he was like, you know, wanting to be partners. And I was like, and I felt really bad. I was like, I don't mean this in a bad way. And I was like, just one second, let me, and I was like, still trying to look around. I told him, and I was like, dude, Michi, I'm so sorry. Yeah. You know, cause it's like, okay, he's a rookie. He's new. And I know he would just be a target. I'm like, I can't tie myself with someone. So I told him, I was like, hold on. And he was still like standing next to me. And then, so I see from afar and I see Josh, and then Josh like pulls his hand out, and I'm like, okay, cool. Let's go this way. Because I felt really bad. I told Michi later on when we went back in the house, I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. I hope you understand. Like, don't take it personal. You know, it's just all game. And I felt really bad. He's a good guy. And, you know, we talked about it in the beginning. I wasn't going to be partners with Josh or Fessy because we talked about it. We're like, okay, look, big brother, let's, you know, cover a lot of ground and not be partners. And then we'll go from there. And then it accidentally happened to be partners with Leroy. And I'm like, he's awesome.
Yeah.
He's amazing. And it just worked out. Gosh.
He's one of the best OGs there is. Cause he's just got this like amazing balance of performing well, being hilarious. Like, I think that like,
he's so funny.
And like having somebody comical in a house that's like pretty hostile, it's like, that's such an undervalued trait in people. And that's why I think, like, going back to what you said about building relationships, it's so easy for him to do that because he's just so likable. And same for you. Like, the both of you really were successful in that area for sure.
Yeah, we're similar in a lot of ways. I feel like we're just very laid back, chill. You know, it takes a lot to get under skin. We like to joke around a lot. And then And when we, you know, when the missions came, we were just so calm when we talked to each other. It would just be like, it was amazing.
Yeah. And like, it sucks, you know, obviously he's retiring. He's mentioned it a few times in interviews already. And it's so sad to watch him go as an OG, as a vet. But, you know, you got to be his partner.
Yeah.
The majority of the last season thus far. And I'm curious, like, did he pass you any like old vet knowledge before he left the game?
No, he didn't. But you know,
nope, he definitely didn't.
But you know what I'll take from him though is he's just such a hard worker, and this season he showed out. You know, like, you know, he was really focused, and you know, not drinking that much, and you know, wanting to just, you know, focus on his, you know, working out and just being in the right mindset. And you know, I have nothing to really compare it to, but when I hear people say that, you know, he used to be the one where he was just there to be there and, you know, just party or whatever the case. And to see him, how he was really just taking this seriously this season. Mad respect, you know, so yeah, he's a good guy. He's a really good guy.
He's a good guy, man. It's obviously going to be really sad to see him go, but like, he, what an outstanding person to have made such a career out of the show. So God bless you, Leroy.
Yeah, we love you, Leroy.
Speaking of brothers, let's talk about this Big Brother alliance, which I love so much. I love all of you guys. I can't even lie. Like, I tried working with you guys early. There was one time when you were like all sitting at the chess thing. I like snuck over. I'm like, all right, guys, what are you doing? Because I want to be in this.
Yeah. You know what? We love you, Tori. You are such a beast. Like, you really are. And to be honest, if you want me to be honest on why I'm like, it was just, I feel like, it was hard to read you. Like, honestly, it's like, yeah, when we met at that chess area and we're like, okay, cool. Like, I was so down, like, let's make it happen. But I think as days went on, I was like, I didn't really know where your head was at. And you were just kind of hard to read. And I don't know. And you and Anissa, I felt like you guys were, you know, you guys did your own little thing. And it was just like, excluded yourselves from the group, from everyone. I was like, damn. I was like, I just didn't know how to, you know, you were just hard to read, you know, but I absolutely love you and adore you. I'm like, damn, like, can we make this work, you know?
Oh, it's all good, man. Hopefully we'll have more seasons to figure some shit out. So I had some rookie ass social mistakes. I am a political layup at this point in time. So I'm just going to work on being better. I'm going to take some advice from you, somebody who crushed it in Big Brother and now is crushing it in the challenge.
Thank
so
you.
I'm curious, like, did Big Brother give you that experience that you needed to be successful on this show?
Dude, for sure. So people ask me all the time, which one's harder, Big Brother or The Challenge? I say Big Brother mentally.
Wow.
You know, The Challenge physically, right? So Big Brother's just way more strict than The Challenge. Like, and it's just so wild. So I think going from Big Brother and then to The Challenge, you know, it was longer on Big Brother. I was stuck in there for 3.5 months. I didn't get to talk to anybody. We couldn't take naps. I couldn't hum. I couldn't, you know, listen to music. I couldn't whistle. You couldn't do any of that. And now, you know, on The Challenge, I'm like, oh, damn, we can take a nap here, you know? So it's like,
yeah, totally.
You know, and it's like, it's just night and day. But I mean, even before Big Brother, I've been watching. So I think I subconsciously learned a lot watching Big Brother since I was 10 years old. And when you're watching a game, when it's full of like human beings, like an experiment, you learn a lot. Since I was 10 years old, and that is probably like 20 years of watching the show every year, and I just learned so much from it, and I think it just helped me. So
I mean, and you absolutely brought it, you know. And the Big Brother alliance is so strong. You have Fessy, Josh, and Amber, but like, if
and the painted ass I was like, you know what, I think I'm gonna have to remove myself from this alliance, guys, because it's too damn much. I gotta go.
It's a dramatic alliance.
And you know what? And they knew I was frustrated too, because I'm like, look, guys, this game's already hard. You guys are making it way harder. And I don't know how much longer I can do this. But I mean, I love them. I care about them. And I think we do understand the importance of having like a solid alliance. And then, you know, coming from Big Brother, numbers is everything in Big Brother. Having a strong alliance is everything. On Big Brother, we had an alliance of 6 and 4 of us made it to the end, you know? So it's like, we just understand, you know, the importance of it. So
but if they weren't there, if you didn't have the Big Brother fam to ride out with, who would you have been in an alliance with?
Ooh.
Yes, Casey. Who? Casey.
There's only one right answer right now. You understand?
Yeah, right. Of course, Anissa and Tori, you know what I mean?
See, you do know how to play this game.
I would say I go off of like vibes and energy. I really do. And I'm sure you guys feel the same, right? Like, you can feel vibes and energy. If I can feel that you're cool and we can, you know, make things work, awesome. And so that's the thing with Leroy too. I couldn't trust him. I couldn't trust him. He couldn't trust me. And then, you know, I just had to feel it out. What? Yeah. So what?
She knows, though. She knows we isolated ourselves, though.
You guys did. No, you guys are so funny, though. You guys are so funny together. How about you guys, like, being funny together with everybody else?
All right. So take those notes, Tori, because I need you to strategize for next time. Okay. Be funny with other people, not just me.
Making friends is my job now.
Casey, if we go on a challenge together again, you can come for our morning walks where we're hungover and we just walk around in squares.
Invite me. Walk around in squares.
Yeah.
Like we'll send you we'll send you a text, also known as like, we'll come over and be like, yo, you got your 2 pound weights. We're going to go for a walk.
Okay. You know what? I think I got one invite to the Celsius party, but, or that could have been after.
You and I did Celsius and C4 together.
You're right.
And played outside for 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Playing crotch ball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. That was so much fun.
Everyone loves getting crotch ball.
Think about it. Well, crotch, we grabbed the ball. I mean, to catch it with your crotch. And we ran on the treadmill and threw balls with each other, like to each other.
Yeah, after you left Tori, and then you still wanted to be friends with me, and so then it went
good.
Down.
That's good. That's good. I'm proud of her for picking you, honestly.
I missed you, Snack, okay? I missed you.
Thanks. So, Case, you are one of those people, like you said, man, you just get along. Well, like I said, you get along with everybody. You're never going to say that about yourself because you're humble. So humble, so smart. But I got to know, like, what was it like being the glue in, like, the Josh Fessy alliance when everything kind of popped off and, like, Fessy went in there and, like, took Nelson out? Because I know that, like, blew up.
It was a lot, man. It was a lot. And, you know, even in my interviews, they're saying, like, Case, you are the glue to this Big Brother alliance. And I'm like, I don't know how much longer I can stick. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to, you know, so. And just after, you know, with Fessy doing that, I was like, damn, can I trust him? Like, you're doing a lot right now, buddy. I love and I care about you. But if you're going to keep, you know, doing, you know, being a little rebel and not even, you know, caring about this alliance, then I don't know. It just makes it hard. But it definitely made it hard, but Josh feels bad. He tells me, he's like, Casey, so sorry for, you know, putting through all that. But I literally had to, you know, always consistently check in with Josh. Hey, we're good with Jay. Hey, we're good with Amber B. Hey, we're good with Lolo. Like, you guys, like, let's do it. Hey, Fessy, communicate. Like, Fessy would come up to me and be like, hey, what should I say to so-and-so? I'm like, look, this is what you're going to say. You know, this, you didn't mean to do it. And then, so it's like, I don't know, it was just a lot of work.
You need a raise. You need a fucking, I got stressed out. Hearing grown men come up to you and be like, what do I say to this person? That made me really uncomfortable, Casey. Damn. I would have been like, figure it the fuck out.
Man, it was a like, lot. I would have to say this season was like, the first season was hard, you know, coming in as like a rookie and then just still trying to learn the ropes. And then coming in this season, I felt a lot more comfortable. I felt like I was in my element with the whole political, social game and all that stuff. And I don't know, it's hard. It's a lot. It's a lot of damn work, okay?
Yeah.
Well, remember for next time when you think about the big F and the big J that you got
part of the big
A over here.
You guys want to be a part of the Big Brother Alliance? I mean, you already know who.
No,
already,
we could just rename it.
You already know who's a part of it. The last week, Rihanna's a part of it. So, I mean, I'm sure that's our
Rihanna's
pitch.
Rihanna's a part of it.
Big Brother's back on there. We're going to be like, look, Rihanna said that. Rihanna's part of this alliance. Do you guys want to be a part of it too? That's our pitch. You think it'll work?
Yeah, that's not going to work. She's not going to be there.
My answer is still yes. My answer is definitely yes. Absolutely.
See, that looks so awkward, Tori. You're going to have to work on it. That didn't,
okay.
I didn't believe it.
Definitely. Ah.
Well, Max and Max are going to have the intel in the van, and I'll let you know where you actually belong.
That is hilarious. I love that whole van thing.
Listen, you got to get in where you fit in, you know? And sometimes you fit in the van. Man. Sometimes you fit in the field.
Yeah.
What kind of field van kind of thing? We're figuring it out.
Yeah, but it's good, man. It's good
because we jump out of the van.
Sometimes you gotta hide out and avoid all that drama Nisi in the van.
Yeah,
and that's literally what Casey does. She avoids drama all the time. So Casey, I need to know,
she's actually another Max.
How do you do it? How do you stay so neutral? How do you do it?
You know what it is, I was really trying to think about this too. I'm like, what is it? Like, why am I not in a lot of drama? Well, first off, I don't like to just start petty shit, right? If you know, like, I don't like to waste my energy, my breath over something that's, you know, whatever. And I like to honestly, I like to just stay true to myself. And if, you know, whatever, whoever doesn't like it, I don't give a damn. That's just what it is. And so I would say, I feel like no one tries me. That's what I'm like. Yeah. No one tries me, honestly. So like, I need one of you guys to pick on me or something, do something, like, you know.
I don't think you're a triable person. I'm just not interested.
Yeah.
I
know,
like,
triable.
I'm not triable.
I think that's why I'm not a lot of drama.
Yeah, you don't do anything that's annoying or
it is,
mean
I think what it
like,
is
us to try you.
I don't make any promises I cannot keep. I'll tell you that I voted for you, Anissa, or I'll, you know, I told Corey that I voted for him. So it's like, if I already have it all out there and I have no secrets and nothing, like, it just makes my life easier. And I don't know. I just don't make any promises I cannot keep. I just I don't know. And then no one comes at me. And then I'm going to need someone to come at me. And then I did.
I did come at you.
Then we can hash it out.
Yeah, you did.
Briefcase lady, I did come at you.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that at a later date. But, Casey, you voted for me this season.
I did.
And I was and you very know upset what? Because I didn't think you were going to.
It was really hard. Was
my partner.
When did she vote for you?
When we went in against each
other. Oh, my God, Kate.
I am so sorry. Ha.
Remember when I said you weren't tribal? Remember when I said you weren't tribal?
Trier, bitch. Trier right now. I'm trying.
So I can tell you, I mean, to be honest, it wasn't easy, right? Because I love you, Anissa. Yeah. But I think for me, I can really differentiate personal and game. And that was definitely not personal. It was strictly game. And it had to happen. And especially because we're
so personal.
I know. And you know how much I love
it
you.
It felt so personal.
And that's why I had to tell you. I had to tell you straight up. And you were
I asked you.
Well, yeah, because I went to the room and I was going to tell you. I could have sworn I told you first. Oh, no, you asked me because I walked in there. And then I told you.
Yep.
Yes. And you were livid. I was like, oh, my goodness, she's going to hate me forever. But the next day you said, Casey, I love you so much. And I understand.
I mean, remember, we got in a fight on Total Madness and I didn't talk to you maybe for like 16 hours. Oh. And then the next day, and then we hugged because I was like, can't stay mad.
What was that? Was that the noodle fight? Was that one?
That was when you and I argued about Hall Brawl.
Oh my gosh.
And we were both drinking.
I was like not even mentally there. Yeah.
Yeah. And you'd never seen a Hall Brawl before, but I was like, all right, we'll talk about
it.
I
forgot about that. That is so funny.
Yeah. That was our first fight.
Wow. I love it.
Look how far we've come.
We were close last season, though. Okay, we're close, really.
I know we really were, but I wanted to give you your space this season. I don't want to seem too needy.
Oh, stop!
I wish I would have been. Well, there's always another season, hopefully, where I can be as needy as I want to, and I have permission.
Well, Kate, I'm curious, like, because obviously this is your second season, and like, I want to know, what do you do when you're not training for the challenge or when you're not getting ready for a show? And also, did you watch the challenge before you got on it? Like, did you prep yourself for any of this?
Okay, so like before going on the challenge, I eat a lot of chips and testicles in my refrigerator, and then I make sure that I'm ready to go.
I believe it. I actually believe that.
Okay, so what do I do before? Okay, well, first off, I never used to watch the challenge. I know my dad watched it. And I've seen like episodes here and there of like the Real World and all that stuff. And I saw like a couple episodes here of the challenge. My dad's like, oh, you should go on there. I'm like, I honestly was hesitant for my first season to go on because like, oh, there's just too much drama. Why would I want to put myself in that situation? Right. And I almost didn't want to go. I almost didn't go on the first season. And then I went on. I was like, this is amazing. Everyone's awesome. Of course, you know, it wasn't as, you know, as much drama. So I'm like, this is amazing. Everyone's amazing. I actually love it. So I never used to watch it before coming on. You know, obviously I had to watch like at least one or two seasons. And yeah. And the other question was, what do I do to prepare? Mm-hmm. I meditate a lot. You know, I get my mind right because I know mindset is everything, especially going. I don't think people understand how crazy this damn game is mentally, emotionally, you know, and physically. I would say would be the last part for me, but I would say I just try to do versatile shit. I just try to do different shit, you know. I just try to, you know, I'm swimming, I'm doing yoga, I'm doing puzzles, I'm working on my math, guys.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you know? there you go.
Honestly, altogether, just getting my mind right, because I look at that as the most important thing is my mindset and me mentally preparing to get into this thing.
Totally. I mean, like, sometimes I do, like, after being in finals where you have to stay up all night, I thought about, like, just, like, pulling an all-nighter and, like, waking up in the morning, chugging a beer, running a mile and a half, doing a microscopic puzzle, and then trying to memorize, like, that. Like, that's the only way to train for this shit, man. Do some fuck shit.
Yeah, do some crazy
and then
shit.
And then add some balls in there. It's like, then I'm going to, after I chug a beer and run a mile and a half, I'm going to go find random balls and I'm going to eat them. Tennis balls, soccer balls, Rams balls.
It's hard, right? You can't really prepare for a challenge, really. I mean, it's just a bunch of random shit, and you just got to be able to adapt last minute and make shit happen.
Yeah, I think like the people who make this shit literally just put random words in a bag and just like pick them out, like eat ball puzzles. Like, okay, gonna eat some ball puzzles. We're like, oh, God, shit.
Not another ball puzzle. We have to eat.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez. Oh man. So Casey, look into future seasons because you already got so much of the game down on lock. Do you feel like you need to evolve your game in any way? Or like if you were to go on, how do you feel like you would approach it?
I honestly learned a lot from you guys too, you know, going in there. And I just
learning from our mistakes.
Yeah. Yep.
Speak for yourself.
Thank
I'm
you
perfect.
For making them. I'm just kidding. what was the question?
Learning from our mistakes. Like,
no,
how do you plan on changing or evolving your game for future seasons?
Are you guys taking notes? Well, if we see Casey next time, this is what we know she's been working on. Oh man. I mean, there's so many different things. I don't even know. That's a good question. That's a good ass question.
You think about it.
This is a good question not to have an answer for, Casey. Very elusive.
Yeah.
Taking notes.
More notes. Stay quiet.
Don't say
anything ever.
Just
you
compliment.
Know what?
Great question. Great question.
You know what happens though? I mean, I'm very transparent. Like when I'm quiet and I don't say anything, I feel like I do everything on purpose, right? If I say nothing or if I say something, it's on purpose, right? Because it's just I'm just very aware of things I see or do and say and so.
Do you ever let yourself just go and be free?
Yeah, when I'm not playing the game. Just kidding.
Oh, well, we got to hang out when you're not playing the fucking game because I need to see the carefree, like, non-strategist.
Well, I mean, I'm fun in the house too, right? I like to joke around. I like to have fun.
It's just all part of your manipulation.
No,
just kidding. I'm kidding.
Remember that time when I was funny?
Oh my gosh.
You know I adore you.
We love you so much, dude. You deserve to be loved as loved as you are.
Man, I appreciate it.
Hell yeah. Well, Case, dude, it's literally been a pleasure to talk to you. We absolutely love you. You're killing it this season. You kill everything that you do.
Thank you so much for coming
on the show.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Thank you so much for having me. You guys are always a lot of fun. Can we please hang out here, please? Can you guys be my friend?
Yes, we need to figure it out.
Yes, I'd love to be your friend, man. Love to sit with you, do some ball puzzles.
Yeah, it's ball puzzles.
Yeah,
my favorite.
Really going to work on those ball puzzles.
Awesome. Case, well, where can we follow you? And is there anything else you want to say before you go?
You can follow me on Instagram, Casey since 1987. I like to have some fun, do random stuff on there. And that's it, man. I'm having such an amazing time on the challenge, and I'm so grateful to be a part of the family. And if I come back, cool. If I don't, that's cool too. You know, I've taken so much out of this. So thank you guys so much for having me, and I love you guys so much.
I love you, Casey. Thank you for being a part of it.
Thank you. I just want to be like you guys when I grow up. Bye-bye.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Oh, I love Casey Clark, the voice of an angel, the soul of an angel. She is just always so even keel. She's probably the most relaxed challenger.
Yeah.
I think I've ever met. I mean, she has her head on straight. She knows how to play this game.
Yeah.
But I think she's genuinely a good person.
I agree. I really, really enjoy her, man. She's really cool. She's a great add to the show.
Yes. She's a great asset.
Yeah.
Yeah. Using some of those words. All right, my Dungleberry, what's up next?
Okay, well, I think that we got to go into Challenge Confidential. And I need to know, Anissa, if you guys did that overnight challenge, how and where did you guys ever go to the bathroom? Let's talk about that.
We weren't allowed to leave the cage.
Oh.
So it was like whatever you felt was happening in there.
No, people were...
But,
people were
well, I think
pee-pee in the papa? Pee-pee in the papas.
I mean, I think it was a... We had to have been in there for 3 hours, 4 hours. I mean, no one had to use the bathroom yet, I don't think.
What? You had to drink all that cheese milk?
Yeah, but did you see how much they were throwing up?
That's true.
Yeah. So I don't think anything stayed that long with them. But clearly at the end when he was like, yeah, so you guys are going to stay in here all night until you get yourselves out. I'm like, so we have to eat all this right now? I thought we'd eat, solve the math. I start... solving the math problem. I'm like, okay, Fessy, let's get ready to eat. I had a whole freak out. Like, we had to do everything to get out of the cage.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then we got sawed, and then they sawed us out after.
Ah, interesting. Okay, I need to tell you this because I had a bathroom experience on an overnight challenge, and that's why I asked you. Because on War of the Worlds 2, we had to stand up all night in the final over a snake pit. And people were starting to use the excuse of, oh, I got to go to the bathroom. Like, I need to get off so I can sit down, basically. And so they started to regulate our bathroom times. You could only go once every 2 hours, and they had us all on a timer. And then we found out that there wasn't even a bathroom. So you had to squat behind this tree. And Anissa, because I hadn't eaten all day, this was my most prized poop I've ever taken. It was a true jungle dung. Never taken a more beautiful. It was my prized dung. And I took that on War of the Worlds 2, and that is what I'm proud of in my challenge career, my jungle
dung.
Did
you get to wipe?
I'm going to be honest with you. They did have wipes for us. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I thought you were going to tell me, no, you didn't. And I'm like, all right, my little dungleberry.
But I wouldn't have needed to. That's how much of a perfect dungle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for your jungle dung.
Thank you. It's one of my, it's my proudest challenge moment.
I love that. I love that that's your proudest moment.
Wait, I got one more secret too, because this one's disgusting, okay? This is about the food one, because we had to eat these grub worms. I didn't have to eat it. Live grub worms, okay?
In the big, final. The big like white ones, the creamy looking ones?
Yeah. So somebody took a shot of it. I think it was Polly. He threw up about 6 hours later, and it was still wiggling. Yes, it was alive in his stomach for 6 hours. How disgusting is that?
I don't know. I'm so... I don't even.
If you get a big grub worm, smash it before you trash it. You know what I mean?
What do they taste like?
I didn't have to eat it. Oh. I had to like take a coconut and throw it in a basket, and I made it. So I didn't have to eat it.
Fuck. I wonder what it tastes like.
I don't know. I'm happy. I'm happy though.
Not gonna go eat it, but I feel like once you eat some weird shit, like I ate a rat and I ate a pig's nose and I ate chicken intestines, and the chicken intestine smoothie was the worst thing I've ever had to eat.
Ugh.
Because it was just so hot.
Ugh.
And then I won that and I came right back into your sweet, sweet loving arms on Dirty 30.
I remember that.
And you were very angry.
Well, yeah, let's put that behind us. Let's move past
We it. Are, but I like to bring it up sometimes just for the sake of the story.
Yeah.
How we've come full circle.
Yeah, we have. Come full circle journey.
Happy belated birthday. I wanted everybody to know that Tori's birthday was Sunday.
Thanks,
Tori. So if you ever want to give her a shout out, happy birthday, you old bitch, you can. You actually can.
Yeah.
Now, if they want to tell your old ass happy birthday, where can they find you?
Listen, you can find my old ass at Tori_Deal on Instagram. I don't know. Come find out what's going on. I got a lot going on my page. Sometimes I post pictures of Anissa. Sometimes I post pictures of Devin. It gets really confusing over there. But Anissa.
Your cat.
Yeah, my cat. Anissa, where can we follow you? Where can we love you?
Yes, love me on Instagram. Anissa MTV. That's A-N-E-E-S-A-M-T-V. Slide into my DMs.
Yeah, slide.
And I love when you slide in.
Tell Anissa, go over to Anissa's page. Sorry. Go over to Anissa's page and send her some virtual cough drops to help get her throat back so we can keep crushing these challenge podcasts.
Yes, please. Please do it.
And please send us your listener questions, guys. We try to get as many as we can, but I'm going to be honest with you. There's a lot of you guys. So thank you so much for sending them in. Keep doing it. I hope one day that we get the opportunity to answer your question. And make sure you watch new episodes of The Challenge with us every Wednesday.
And go behind the scenes with us the next morning on MTV's official Challenge podcast.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the #1 recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.